I know I've shared this before, but, you know, I was graced at the age of 5 with a unique understanding of how important this life is in relation to our salvation. And I was about age 5 when I realized that. And I've reflected on that through the years. I realized that was a real gift. And at age 8, when the sisters came to our mission church in North Central Oregon to teach summer CCD, I saw them and I knew immediately that that's what I was going to do. I was going to do what they were doing. I was really called to that. I'd never seen a sister before. They were Sisters of the Holy Names. Faith and hope was important to me at a very young age, and I truly had a thirst for my faith. So I told my parents when I was in the 4th grade that I was going to be a sister. I probably should have held back on that, actually, because my brothers and sisters, you know, being the good people that they are, made great little jokes about me through the rest of the years, you know. But I did persevere and, you know, fulfilled that desire in my heart to be a sister, which I did after graduating from college. And then I joined the Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon after graduation, and that was around 1980 to be exact. And that was about the time the Marian apparitions at Medjugorje were taking place. And they gave me strong messages of hope. I particularly enjoyed watching the films of those 7 kids when Mary appeared to them. All of a sudden, all 7 of them immediately were on their knees. Not because someone said, get on your knees, but because they saw Mary. And, you know, that just would not have happened if there hadn't been something extraordinary taking place. And for me, it was just a very moving thing to watch. And I was totally inspired by that. So that was, you know, that was my hope as a young religious. I mean, one of the things that I can remember. And then, of course, as a young religious starting to teach at our school, Valley Catholic High School, I was in the scriptures a lot, both because I was in the formation program and because I was teaching. And, of course, that was impactful to me. I highly recommend it for everyone because being in the scriptures really reinforces that hope and develops our faith. For me, especially the New Testament, it's spiritual nourishment and it emboldens our faith. So I think the scripture is paramount in developing our faith and hope. So if there's anyone out there trying to figure out, you know, how can I do that, that would be my recommendation, is to get into the Gospels. But today, as a person who's lived 44 years of religious life, I'm feeling very comfortable in my hope and in my faith. And I'm confident in the words of the gospel. And another exciting thing that I'm doing with my life right now is I got back into teaching religious ed, which was really, I consider myself a CCD vocation. And it's very meaningful to me to be out teaching religious ed on Sunday mornings. I teach at Elizabeth Ann Seton with Aaron Salter. And the kids are wonderful. They're hungry for information. And I love it. And it's good for me to review the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I've been at CYO Camp Howard for 27 years. I do something very different from teaching religion there. So, you know, are you as smart as a 5th grader?
Oh, yeah, I remember
that.
That's right.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, when you don't use it, you know, you lose some of those things. So getting back into it has been really good for me, and I love it. And so I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to go there and teach. And so those are some of the things that I have reflected on that have given me hope over the years. So.